Thanks for coming back as we jump into session 8 of the Explore the Bible Kids Spring 2024 podcast. This session, we begin a study in the New Testament book of history called Acts. The book of Acts shares the formation of the church and highlights how the good news spread through the ancient world. God calls people to do his work, and this week, kids will hear of Paul's first missionary journey to begin sharing the gospel with the Gentile world. Up until this point, the gospel had pretty much been shared exclusively among the Jews. Paul's ministry was different, however. God commissioned Paul to spread the message with non-Jews to begin taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. The church in Antioch, at the leading of the Holy Spirit, chose to set aside Paul and Barnabas to travel the Gentile areas and share the gospel. Taking along John Mark, the men set sail for Cyprus. Not surprisingly, Paul and Barnabas faced great persecution from the Gentiles. But despite this persecution, many on the island were convinced by their message and became followers of Christ. Soon after their visit to Cyprus, John Mark left and returned to Jerusalem. Undeterred, the men continued their missionary travels and preached the message throughout several regions of Asia Minor, all along starting local congregations of churches. Retracing their stops to check on the newly formed churches and believers, Paul and Barnabas finally returned to Antioch, where they shared about God's grace and the churches that had been started. Shelley, describe a few activities that leaders can use this week to help kids recall Paul's message that through Jesus, we can be forgiven of our sin.
Thanks, Tim. As you mentioned, Paul and Barnabas were sent out by the early church to be missionaries. Today, the church is still following this example by sending missionaries to share the good news of the gospel with people groups all over the world. Older kids are going to create encouragement cards for current missionaries who are sharing the news that through Jesus, we can be forgiven of our sin, and by believing in him, we can be justified. You can gather names and addresses for missionaries that your church partners with specifically, or we have given you a web address in the leader guide that you can use to find a list of missionaries that are safe to contact. Write out a couple of encouraging Bible verses and statements on a dry erase board for kids to copy. Then allow kids to use heavyweight paper, colored pencils, and stickers to create a card with an encouraging message and one of the Bible verses from the board. Gather the completed cards to mail to the missionaries at the end of the session. Younger kids are going to play a game called Follow the Map. Before kids arrive, leaders will write the names of the towns that Paul traveled to on his first missionary journey on individual pieces of paper. Then mix up the order of the cities and tape them around the room. To play, gather with the kids at the sign for Paul's first city, Antioch, Syria. Announce which city kids will need to visit next and how they should move to get there. For example, skip to Seleucia. Spin like a ballerina from Seleucia to Salamis. When kids have moved through all the destinations, guide them together around the poster map of Paul's first missionary journey from the poster pack and let them see the locations of each place that Paul walked or sailed to. Finish by reminding kids why Paul became a missionary, to tell people that through Jesus we can be forgiven of our sin. Our object is a set of ruins from a Byzantine-era church named for Paul in Poseidon, Antioch. It is the oldest church dedicated to Paul, and scholars believe the first church was built in the 4th century, and the ruins in our object today are from the 5th or 6th century renovated building. Workers were exploring and digging around the church and discovered that it was actually built on top of a synagogue from the 1st century, and some people believe that this synagogue is where Paul preached his first public sermon in the book of Acts on the missionary journey kids are studying this week. Thanks for allowing me to share, Tim.
Absolutely. Rachel, this week's session introduces Paul, a man who lived out Jesus' call to follow him. Tell us about a few activities that can help preschoolers learn about Paul and his work to teach people about God and Jesus.
Sure, Tim, I'd love to do that. Just as a reminder, you know, last week we talked about helping preschoolers hear about Jesus wanting us to follow him. And here this week we learn about Paul, a wonderful example of someone who devoted his life to following Jesus and telling others about him. So I'm excited because we're actually tackling one of those early Bible skills for preschoolers by introducing names of important Bible people and planting the seed of information in those children's lives. So let's dig into what we're going to do with the babies, toddlers, and preschoolers by looking at three activities that help us teach more about this man named Paul. Babies are going to read books about Paul. Well, actually, they're not going to do the reading, are they? They're going to look at those books while teachers read those books to them and talk about the pictures. But there are two books in the leader pack this week that you'll find useful. One is called Paul Told About Jesus, and another is a very colorful book showing Paul's journeys. So both of those will be good resources. You'll want to use your Bible verse markers, the one for this week, and music and print extras for some songs about Jesus. And so while music plays softly in the background, comment to babies that the songs tell about Jesus. And remark that the Bible reminds us that God calls people to tell about Jesus, to help people around the world, everywhere, know about Jesus. And Paul was one of the people who did that. As you show the baby the book about Paul's journeys, just hold your hand over a baby's hand and guide a finger to point to cities that Paul visited, and just comment that Paul taught people everywhere he went. He taught them about Jesus, and your teachers at church teach you about Jesus. Turn to Matthew 28:19, which is the Bible verse we're going to have for this week, and say that the Bible says teach people about Jesus, and that's what Paul did. God wants us to teach people about Jesus, and people can do God's work. Now, an activity for toddlers is playing a relay, and I like these kinds of activities because innately, the way God made them is to move and do, and toddlers are always on the go. They love to move. So this is an activity that engages them physically, but it also leads to an opportunity for you to talk about going and doing God's work and teaching about Jesus. So you'll want to gather the story picture, the Bible, the book, Paul's Journey, some plastic food, a tray, and some cardboard blocks. So lay the tray on the floor about 10 feet away from a starting point and encourage a toddler to walk across the room to put the Bible on the tray, then walk back to the starting point. Next, invite another child to go get the Bible and return it to the starting point. Then, for more fun, direct those two children to hop to the tray or walk sideways and suggest that someone get the story picture or the book. And while children are working together to get these items and carrying them on the tray, just comment that Paul and a man named Barnabas worked together and they did God's work. And they helped each other teach people about Jesus. So again, we'll have an opportunity to talk about Paul, talk about the Bible story of going to places to tell people about Jesus, and learning that we can do that too, that God wants us to do that, to work together to tell about Jesus. The preschoolers will have one activity related to working puzzles, and you will need to gather your activity page and two or three transportation-related puzzles, so whatever you have available showing ways to get around. And a leader pack item called Ancient Cities Puzzles. And I really like this. It's a matching puzzle activity. And each of the pictures in that leader pack item show places that Paul traveled to spread the news of Jesus. And these places are reflected in this Bible stories for this month. So invite children to work the puzzles, put the pictures together, and say the names of those places and comment that wherever Paul went, he was ready and willing to tell people about Jesus and help them know that Jesus came to help them. So again, tell the Bible story, sing songs about Jesus, say Paul's name, turn to the book of Acts, and just help preschoolers begin to know that Paul was someone who followed Jesus and told about him everywhere he went.
All right, very good. Thank you, Rachel. As always, thank you so much for joining us this week as we discussed biblical truths that you can use as you guide boys and girls to dig deep into His Word. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can also interact with us at Explore the Bible Kids through our blog and website at goexplorethebible.com, or you can connect in our Facebook group by searching for Explore the Bible Kids while in your Facebook app. We enjoy guiding you each week and hope these have been helpful to you. Thank you again, and we look forward to ministering to you very soon.